It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ben's thrown 6 touchdowns. Ben's thrown for over 500 yards. So when Tomlin had a Hall of Fame quarterback, he let it rip, and he's got Russell Wilson playing great right now. So I don't agree with Chris. I don't think the Steelers are going to lose the game, and I don't think Tomlin's going to coach that way. If I sit in my seat in the cozy press box on Sunday next to Richie Walsh and Jeff, be my guess, and I see Mike Tomlin come out and it's Najee Harris 3rd and long, mm-hmm. and it's next possession, Najee Harris maybe sprinkling Cordarrelle Patterson 3rd and medium or whatever, and that's how he wants to play
this game.
Might not
be sprinkling in Jalen Warren.
Well, Jalen Warren, I think he's going to get utilized
DNP
more.
Today.
Oh, really?
A back issue.
Oh, great.
DNP with a back.
Steelers now, for me, go from a touchdown win to 6-point win. Light of this news.
One point Warren, we could call him.
But not enough yet to have me switching sides here. I think, and we can take calls on this, about if people agree with Chris and are feeling nervous or antsy for this game at 412-928-9370. Tomlin, I think, has evangelized enough fans this year, even his biggest critics, that one thing we have not heard in talking to Steelers fans about this game at all yet is that they think Tomlin is going to be like a liability in this game. Well, why are the Steelers going to lose? No one has said, well, it's because Tomlin actually puts them behind the 8 ball and he's going up against a superior coach. And I think he's going to find a way through some sloppy game management thing or some critical decision in the game to F the game up.
Well, that's because in recent memory, Harbaugh has been the one who's either made the bad decision,
right,
or his team has looked poorly coached. Like, when a team has 9 drops like they did last year, I put that somewhat on coaching.
And Tomlin's on a heater right now, and he's got me on his side. He's
That's the worst thing you've said about him so far.
What do you mean?
He's got you on his side. That
absolutely
means things are bound to change.
I was behind him going into that Washington game, and he didn't let me down. And I think same thing here. I have confidence.
You being on his side is like when they think they've killed the bad guy in a slasher movie. You know that the bad guy's going to sit up any second. They're going to have to go through all that crap again. The minute he has one bad game, it's going to be, can we get a plane in here from the AFC South and trade this man?
No, I'm giving him multiple mulligans.
Wow.
Yep.
That's generous of you.
Donnie, are you feeling nervous about this game? You've picked the Steelers, but is it with robust confidence, or could you see both of the things Hokie described playing out here? Lamar having a monster game because he's due, and the idea that Tomlin might get snookered into a game where he wants to just be the more physical team and run the ball down the Ravens' throat?
Absolutely not robust confidence. I don't think I have that really any time that they're playing an AFC North team, the Ravens especially, just because of how good that team has been for most of my life. And if it is something that knocks them off, I think it's more of the Lamar Jackson factor. Like, he just takes over the game at points and they can't stop them. Sure, we have yet to see that happen against the Steelers with him, but we also noted earlier he hasn't played a whole lot against the Steelers, despite being in the league for, what, like 7 years now? I think it would be him taking over the game that would lead to a loss, and not some sort of incredibly stupid mistake made by the coaching staff in a low-scoring game.
Here's why Tomlin should have plenty of impetus if he believes in Russell Wilson, which I think he does. If maybe deep down he thinks that pass defense over there on the other side can be had, even though he says otherwise. Here is, I think, still a good reason to come out throwing and not try to get into a you-know-what measuring contest or a toughness contest. Even though Jackson, I think, is a completely different beast than he was earlier in his career, I still do think with how much they would prefer to run the football to set up all the other stuff they do well, it's a little tougher for them to play from behind. You know, I know they came back on the Bengals. I know that was wild. You know, that whole game was wild. The Bengals let him back in it with a fumble, and he rallied them, and he's a better thrower of the football. But like any team, and I think more than most teams, they are still toughest to deal with when they're playing from even a touchdown ahead. You get up 7-0, 10-0 on them, it doesn't feel like they're dead in the water like they were a couple years ago. But, man, I think you put Jackson into maybe a posture he doesn't want to be in.
It's actually flipped the narrative on them.
Oh, no, they can score with anybody.
No, I mean,
they can rally.
I mean, yes, they come back in games, and you'd think with how well they run the ball, you get behind, and they just shut you down by running it over and over and over again, bleed clock, and you lose. In fact, they blow big leads constantly in the fourth quarter
Raiders
of games.
Game. Yeah.
To bad teams, no less.
Well, that's the hard
Cleveland
line,
came back multiple times against them in that game they lost a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, someone just texted in and said, basically to me, that I'm downplaying this Jalen Warren injury.
All I know is that he was DNP and it was his back.
I mean, that does suck because I felt like he looked like himself before the fumble in the Washington game. And I agreed with Gene Steratore. I didn't even think it was a legitimate fumble because his forward progress was stopped. He was moving laterally. He wasn't moving forward. So, yes, Mulsey?
The flip of that is just Harris went full after not practicing yesterday, and then another day of full practice for Herbig, so he's pretty much obviously good now. But, yeah, I think Warren was kind of his best explosive self in that game, and that takes one arrow potentially out of the quiver for Arthur Smith. And I still do think ultimately you're going to need everything at your disposal offensively in this game to win it.
Well, yes, you've said that 28 points is probably not going
to
be enough.
No, I think you get to 31, 34, now we're talking.
Chris Hoke, the latest, a former Steeler, a tape junkie, a film guru, a Super Bowl champion saying, I'm taking the Ravens. Are you nervous about this game? How confident are you that the Steelers will win right now at 412-928-9370? What is the biggest thing that keeps you up at night about this game? I agree with Chris that it could be Tomlin trying to win the game the way the Ravens want the game played, falling into that trap of trying to run the ball against the number one defense in the NFL. 412-928-9370. 90 minutes from now, we have Total Request Thursday. You pick the topic for 5:30, your four choices. Steelers, Ravens, next Pens trade, Soto to Pirates, and snakes.
On a plane?
No.
Just snakes.
55% say, keep talking Steelers, Ravens.
It's ball season.
They like it. They love it. They want some more of it. Also coming up in a little bit, Jalen Lowe, 4:30. Pitt has a big basketball game Friday night over at the and I will be there, provided Amanda doesn't continue to
convalesce.
Yeah. Cold season. It's ball season and cold season.
You don't need to tell me that. The Mueller house has seen enough.
What's the worst version of cold? The sore throat cough combo or the body ache flu-like?
I mean,
cold.
I think when I've got body ache and flu-like, usually sore throat's factoring into the equation, don't you think?
Okay, so what is the worst cold symptom then? I think it's a sore throat.
A sore throat is...
I'll take that. I'll take a headache, a cough, or a runny nose over that any day of the week. The sore throat
Sore throat makes our job difficult, but I don't ever feel worse physically than when I've got the aches and the chills. And you're sweating, but you're cold.
All right, so power rank for worst...
Worst symptoms?
Headache,
Yeah.
Runny, stuffy nose. Cough.
Throat, cough.
Throat. Those are the four.
No chills?
No, leaving that one out. Headache, runny, stuffy nose, cough, throat.
Worst to least.
Yes.
Problematic. Sore throat's one.
Same for me.
I don't really get like persistent bad headaches.
That's what I would put too.
Okay, I'm going to go throat one, cough two because I'm asthmatic, runny nose or stuffy nose three, headache four. Alex gets bad headaches. I think her sister and mom both get them too. I'm glad I don't because every time my head like has like a momentary like thing of, ooh, my head hurts, I just assume I have like brain cancer.
Don, how about you?
Run through them again.
Headache, stuffy or runny nose.
Cough, sore throat.
Or sore throat. Power random. Number one is the one that's the worst for you. Number four is you could deal with it.
Most tolerable.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like headache is the worst for me.
I put that too.
Then I would say the cough, sore throat.
No, the sore throat and the cough are totally separate.
Okay, they're separate. I would go sore throat, I think, like you guys said, because of what we do. Cough after that, and then the runny nose.
The runny nose thing is just whatever. You get some tissues. You breathe out of your mouth when you're sleeping instead of your nose, and you get over it.
I don't like that. I think you're underplaying runny nose. It's
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But you guys get real headaches, it sounds like.
That's his strength, you know. It's like if you had a pitcher and he throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, like that's his fastball. Not forcing him to. So you're trying to play to his strengths. And then on the other side of it, we didn't offer Russ. It's a funny story. You know, he came on a visit. I was a GA at UNC. Frank Cignetti was our OC. Frank had a lot of conviction on him. And then he ended up with his brother, Kurt, at NC State. We didn't offer him, but he came in for a camp and he lit it up. So I knew a lot about him. And then I remember watching him at Senior Bowl. Saw him at NC State, Wisconsin. So I've seen it a lot. And then I've been on the other sideline and play in Seattle and seen it. So it's a unique ability. Like all these guys, they have different talents. It's cool to see it get going again and him being on our team.
Moonball goes all the way back to his days as a high school recruit, says Artie Smith. Russell Wilson and Chris Hoke's fear, or not fear, but Chris believes that the Steelers are going to try to come out and beat the Ravens at what they do best, run the ball against the league's number one defense. Hoke picking the Ravens and saying this will be the Sunday Lamar Jackson finally gets one over on the Steelers and breaks the skid, ends the drought. Russell Wilson, by the way, 20-plus yard throws this year, completing 53% of them. That is the best in the NFL, and he's only played three games. Getting your thoughts, 412-928-9370. What makes you nervous about this game on Sunday? Let's go to our number one fan, ESPN team, tattooed on his body, the man, the myth, the legend, Big Ed. Hello, Big Ed.
What up, fellas?
Good to talk to you, Ed. What do you got for us on this?
So for me, I think the biggest issue is for myself is still the offense. Especially now you're talking about Warren being at DMP today. Mm-hmm. We don't know he brings a big pop to the offense because he's a guy who touched the ball 10 times, and then they're big runs. It's not Najee who touches at 17 and doesn't give you much play there in the run game at times. But if we're not going to run the ball as well as we should, I can't continue to just throw the ball in between the sideline and numbers. You have to start to throw the ball in the middle of the field. If you throw the ball in the middle of the field against Baltimore, they're going to be fine against Baltimore. I'm still not scared of Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson has yet to prove that he could sit in the pocket and throw the ball 30 times a game against the Steelers. I've seen him do it against other teams. You see him do it this year. He's balling out like crazy. But can he do it against the Steelers? I don't know yet. He hasn't done it, and we haven't seen it.
Let me give you one hypothetical stat in this game, Big Ed, and you tell me if you'd feel better or worse about the Steelers if this happens. If I tell you Pat Freiermuth has 6 targets in this game, would you feel better or worse about it?
Better.
Get the big man going here. What is your final score prediction, Ed?
I think I got it like a 27-24 type of game.
Who's coming out on the right side of it?
Steelers.
I got the Steelers. They're at home.
Thank you, Big Ed.
Vegas implied score. If you always take like the total and the spread in is 26-23 Ravens.
It is. Freiermuth, even during this run, he's had big plays, but not a lot of them.
Yeah.
He caught a big first down right before the Mike Williams touchdown. He did catch a touchdown pass. We have Artie Smith here on more Freiermuth. How do you get the guy they gave that money to more involved in the offense? Let's hear that quick, Donnie.
I think Pat's had a good season. Obviously, sometimes the numbers are targets, but that's why we scheme something up for him in the red zone. You trust him. Made a good play down there. Got that DPI. Try to get him involved early. You know, we got a lot of guys that can make plays, and that's a good problem to have. You want players that everybody wants the ball. And then naturally, you know, everybody I've been, obviously, you know, George has gotten a heavy amount of the targets. You know, he gets open a lot. Same way when I was in Tennessee, you know, you try to, so you don't become too obvious, try to spread the ball around.
Freiermuth had 3 catches for 17 yards the week before against the Giants. It was 2 for 19. The Jets game, he had 51 yards, but it was only on 2 catches. So he's averaging with Russ in the lineup, 2.5 catches basically a game between 2 and 3.
The trade-off is you've seen Pickens flourish now.
And Darnell Washington.
Darnell Washington get a little bit more involved, and now Mike Williams comes in and catches one. I mean, there are only so many footballs to go around when, A, they still do want to run the ball, and, B, if Russ is actually playing well, you don't anticipate a ton of completions because he's going to take yards in very big chunks. Like, the ideal number of Russ completions in any given game for me is somewhere between about 19 and 23.
Still, though, the targets for Darnell Washington the last 3 games, 8 total. 4 in the first game, 1 against the Giants, and then 3 last week against Washington. So 8 in 3 games for Freiermuth. He's got the same number. I mean, I think it's cool to get Washington such a big man involved, but come on, that can't be 1-to-1. One guy's a blocker and one guy's a pass catcher.
I mean, I think it's probably for the best as far as Pat's mental happiness that he got paid before all of this, because if he was a guy trying to play for a new contract, barely getting looked at, I think there'd be some frustration visible.
Here's Mike on the fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, I love the show. Love the perspective.
Thank you, Mike.
And I even like Chris. Yeah, I even like Chris, so there you go.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, I just have one word that I think the Ravens are going to throw a bugaboo at the Steelers, and then I have one question, if I could, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the word is going to be Flandreau's. I think Flowers is going to run crazy in the secondary, and I think Andrews is going to catch those short balls for whatever they need to do, because it seems like the Steelers can never stop either one of them.
Okay, so you have a very pessimistic take on this game, and what's your question, Mike?
My question is, do you think the Steelers will be legitimized if they actually beat the Ravens by a good bit this this week.
They beat the Ravens by 10 or more. People are going to talk about the Steelers as a shortlist Super Bowl contender.
I don't even think the margin of victory matters. I think the Ravens are in the national consciousness because of how Lamar has played, even though they've dropped, you know, they've dropped a couple eggs this year or laid a couple eggs against the Raiders and Browns. The Steelers are an underdog. If they win this game after beating a first-place team last week, yeah, they're going to be... You think the Super Bowl contender stuff was fun after the Commanders game? Just wait. Especially if the Chiefs beat the Bills. If the Chiefs beat the Bills and the Steelers beat the Ravens, I'll predict it now. The question is going to be, are the Steelers the biggest threat to the Chiefs in the AFC?
Well, they'll be 8-2. They'll be the second-best record behind an unbeaten team.
And the Chiefs will have beaten Buffalo and Baltimore. Yep. How about that guy saying, I even like you, Mulsey? That was a backhanded comment.
Yes, it was. Hey, love the show. Love the insights. I even like you.
Believe it or not, Chris.
You don't suck as bad as everyone says you do.
That's what was implied there.
Oh, it's definitely
Donnie,
implied.
Are we getting this right? Is that what you heard?
Yeah, it's absolutely what most I heard. I thought it was pretty clear.
Hey, guys, most people who love the show love it in spite of Chris's existence. Not me, though.
Yeah, that was actually kind of mean.
You liked it. I thought it was funny.
You know who would have loved that comment?
Starkey.
Yes.
Oh, he'd have gone nuts for it. Cut that, crackers. I want to play that again.
Well, he has a drop now of lady calling in and calling him an idiot. Have you heard that?
Yeah, he likes it when you get like a funny, like the one guy who was like unable to get words out, and he was talking trash to us, and I went, and made fun of him. And that's where the famed, you know what? You guys suck came from. And then we just ended every show with that.
No Donnie debrief today because we have a special guest that'll return soon. Donnie will have high school football coverage tomorrow on our sister station as we have now semifinals in some classes. And then Saturday we've got championship games. Donnie, you're doing what, 3 games this week?
Yeah, we have Pine Richland and Bethel Park tomorrow, and then the 4A and 6A championship games on Saturday, noon and 6.
And Amanda will be cheering Friday night for her Bethel Park, what are they, the Falcons? There's a bird.
No, the Hawks.
The Blackhawks.
Wait a minute, what days do you have the 3A game, Donnie? Is that Elizabeth Forward?
The 3A title game would be next week. Okay. Would be next Saturday.
Oh, what am I missing then? There's a big one with Elizabeth Forward that is getting played at Montour this week, I think.
Are you going to go?
I know. If it's this Friday, I'll be at Tom's Watch Bar.
Oh, and tomorrow I'll be at the Pete watching the 191st Backyard Brawl. They've played almost 200 of these. Last year, Pitt smoked West Virginia down there. Blake Hinson had an incredible game. And a Pitt player said, I was expecting it to be pretty loud, and it wasn't really that loud. I don't know if it was that we were beating them the whole game or if it was midterms week or something.
Oh, it definitely wasn't midterms week at West Virginia. That means they'd all be the game.
But it didn't live up to the hype. And that person who said that joins us right now. He's in his second season at Pitt. He is now this team's leader, their point guard. Jalen Lowe joins us right now. Jalen, Andrew Filipponi, and Chris Muller, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Now, did it get loud in there when they fired off that gun? They do that before the game and right before halftime. Did you hear that, Jalen, when you went down to West Virginia?
I definitely heard the gun. That was definitely a loud pop. That surprised me. But they warned us about it that it would happen.
How much prep work did Coach Capel do to like get you guys who had never played in that game before ready for it? Like, was there a big hey? Okay, this is West Virginia. Everyone down there is like a little bit crazy. There's a screw loose.
A little
bit. How much of that was there going into that game?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely did that. He definitely stressed the importance of how important the rivalry was, how the fans are down there, just really the culture surrounding it, getting our minds right for all the people who transferred in or who were freshmen. So he definitely got our minds right, helped us really embrace what was going on for the rivalry, and that's how we got into it.
But it sounds like you got a pretty tame version of it, because I remember a year where a Pitt assistant coach had loose change thrown at him. Julius Page, who's one of the great players in Pitt basketball, who's worked for us for years, Jalen, said they used to he went down there and they'd start talking smack on like his mom and his girlfriend. So it doesn't sound like you got any of that stuff.
Nah, I mean, the most we heard was when we were in layup lines and they were just yapping at us.
Doing the eat, bleep, pit
chant. Too much, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those chants. Hey, Jalen, I wanted to know, I'm always curious to ask, you had such a good freshman season, obviously.
Man, did he come alive in the second half of the season.
Huge, huge positive piece for the team. You and Bub doing a lot of great work, a lot of big games for both of you. And so I'm always curious to ask guys who are going on to year two, after having such a good debut in college basketball, what was on like the Jalen Lowe offseason checklist and things you wanted to get even better at so that you would be the best version of yourself this year? Like, what were your goals this offseason for individual work? And then, and kind of what was your outlook on this year for you personally?
I mean, the goal of this offseason was to just overall just sharpen my game even more, just so I could be better for the team. You know, sharpen my leadership skills, seeing how older and other players, you know, really lead their teams as a point guard and also as a younger guy on the team still. But I just really wanted to get more sharp in that aspect, just because I know the role I would have this year. Like me and Ish having a bigger leadership role this year, having to take on a little bit more on and off the court. So I just really wanted to really prepare myself for everything that will happen on the court individually wise, and then trying to be the best leader for my team. And then really the goals that I had this whole offseason was really just, like Coach Cape has also expressed it, like to win an ACC championship. He's always said that you win an ACC championship, you get your own banner inside your building. And that's what we want. We want our own banner inside the Pete. So that's the main goal right now. And then also, of course, making it into March Madness, and then also not just making it, but just also making a lot of noise while in March Madness.
Love hearing that. And I want to know, you're a point guard. Obviously, sometimes last year you'd be playing off the ball, you guys would switch off, but you're running the show this year. As far as leadership, does it come naturally to you to be a vocal leader? Like, what's your style? And or are you somebody also that needed to work on, I got to be louder with these guys, I got to be talking more because I'm not just a freshman anymore. Now this is kind of my show as the point guard. Tell me how that is for you, or has been for you throughout your basketball career.
Well, yeah, so for most of my basketball career, all the way up leading into high school, I was that loud, vocal guy who talked a lot. But then coming in my freshman year, I kind of just let, like, Blake really take over, because that's just who he was.
Well, there's no room for anyone else to talk when he gets going is how I imagine that would
go.
Yes,
he's got a larger-than-life personality.
Yeah, Blake's amazing. He's one of the best leaders I've ever been around, best people I've ever been around. So, yeah, like, he just took that role over, but now I'm reverting back to, you know, being that vocal guy that this is always upbringing and helping everybody out. Just in that aspect, because – you know, that's what the team needs, and that's what I'm here for. So I have no problem doing that. I mean, off the court, I'm a quiet guy, but when we're on that court and it comes to my guys, yeah, I've got to be the loudest one out there. I got to be that leader for everybody.
Jalen Lowe with us here at Pitt Point Guard. What a big game tomorrow on the Fan, 8:00 basketball version of the Backyard Brawl, Pitt in West Virginia. You said off the court, Jalen, a little birdie told me that you were academic last year in the ACC. Congratulations on all your success. So you're a smart guy too. You bet. You're a smart guy too. What is Jalen Lowe? What does he study? And in addition to basketball, what would he want to do when his days at Pitt are over?
Yeah. So I'm currently trying to apply for the business school. I want to get into the business school to try and get into entrepreneurship or somewhere along those lines. I'm kind of still in between. I just know I want to be in business, but, doing that right now, because, you know, that's very important. And, you know, the person who stresses that importance to me is my mom. I wouldn't be anywhere academically as talented if it wasn't for my mom pushing me. So I know I got to go out here and, you know, take full advantage of the great education I have at the school. So, you know, I'm grateful for that.
On that front, how does a kid who grew up in Houston, how does he get to Pitt? And then how does he stay at Pitt? When I'm sure you were probably inundated with people telling you, hey, you can come back and play at Houston or Texas or one of these places. How does a kid like you stay in Pittsburgh, Jalen?
I mean, just the culture and the people who surround Pitt is really the main reason why I stayed. Just the amazing coaching staff. It's the way that everybody up here is genuine. They tell you straight how it is. Everybody is just a real down-to-earth type people, and that's what I want to surround myself around. And then the people that they also bring into the locker room, transfers, freshmen, I mean, those are the guys that I can really bond with. Those guys that I can help complement their games, and they can help complement mine. So, you know, I didn't feel the need to go anywhere else but stay here because I've got everything right here that I need and want.
Just tell me about what it's like. We see, and we've talked to, obviously, Coach Capel. We've had a lot of fun conversations with him. But what is he like, you know, when times are good, when times are bad? Just, you know, from a perspective as a guy who's playing for him, what it's like playing for Coach Capel and what you like and love about being a guy on his team specifically?
I mean, one thing about Coach Capel that anybody can say is that he's just a genuine person. Like, he's the same down-to-earth person all the time. Like, we can laugh and joke with Coach Capel about anything. Talk to him really about anything that's going on in the world. You talk about music. You can talk about really anything, everything but outside of sports, any sport, everything. You can talk about anything with Coach Capel, and he's just there. He's one of those people that's like, he's like an extended father for you. And, you know, we're super grateful for that because, you know, that just builds an even stronger connection with our guys and the culture that he brings here, just because he brings that type of presence, and he's just a people's person, somebody you just want to be around all the time. And, you know, having him as my coach, I couldn't ask for a better coach, to be honest with you.
Does he brag a lot about that picture of Tupac wearing a Jeff Capel jersey? Is that something that he likes to throw out there to you guys a lot?
He definitely brought it up once. He let it be known for sure. But he's only mentioned it once. But when he mentioned it, he let us know that, yeah, he was that guy for a period of time. So,
we
love that about him.
Jalen, if you could pick one current celebrity to be caught and photographed wearing a Jalen Lowe Pitt jersey, who would that celebrity be?
J. Cole.
I don't even know
who he is. Favorite artist.
Come on, Pony. We can't act like we're that big of losers. You've never heard of Jake?
Heard of him, but I don't actually think I know any of his stuff. hey, Jalen, I wanted to ask you this. Who did you model your game after when you were growing up? There was a poster on the wall or the guy you tried to emulate and be like. Who was the basketball player for you?
Growing up, it was really Chris Paul, as in the more traditional type point guard. But then as I grew up a little bit more, throughout my middle school and high school years, I looked at guys that like Trae Young. You can always take some from Steph Curry's game. You can't be like Steph Curry, but you can always take a little bit out of his game. But I also really like watching Trae Young, and currently I love watching Jalen Brunson. But it always came back down also to Kyrie Irving. So those kind of four guys really is who I watched growing up.
Chris once made 9 straight threes in a game at Penn State. Is that something
you've ever... basketball game. I did not play college basketball.
Jalen, is that something you've ever done in a game at any level?
I've only done that once. I've only hit 9 threes in a game once. I think it was one of my freshman years or in middle 8th grade years in middle school, but I haven't done that many in a long time.
All right, there you go.
Last one. This is a very simple answer. LeBron or Jordan?
Jordan. But Jordan.
Let's go. Jalen Lowe, he'll be leading Pitt on the court tomorrow night. I'll be there for their annual clash with West Virginia, and it'll be a lot louder than it was last year down at the Coliseum. Thanks, Jalen. Appreciate
it,
man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.